Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Paul Murray, the Vice President of Sustainability with Shaw Industries. Paul, how you doing?
Very good this morning, Kim. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, good to be with you. You had some big news this week talking about your shift of focus with your whole evergreen process, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Just a little background, though, with you. You are Shaw Industries Vice President of Sustainability. Everybody that's listening knows Shaw is the largest producer of carpet in the world. And you've been focused on this sustainability subject for a long time. And before joining Shaw, you were actually with a furniture company, right?
That's correct. I was with Herman Miller up in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And you've been with Shaw, what, about 5 years?
Yeah, it's gone very fast. I've been here about 4.5 years now, going on 5. So yeah. It's been a fun journey.
Okay, so let's talk about this news. The headline is that you're spending more money and investing in a new evergreen operation in Ringgold. So talk a little bit about where that investment's going and what's going to be going on in Ringgold.
Well, it's a new proprietary type process that we've worked on for about 4 years now, behind the scenes, getting ready for this launch. And the equipment basically can handle both types of nylon, nylon 6 and 6/6, as well as polyester carpet. And of course, we all know that polyester has increased in my short time in the carpet industry, probably doubled since I even joined 4 years ago. So we needed to find a technology that could do all fiber types, and this technology does that. So we invested in a major way in an old plant that had been retired from making rugs just about a year ago, and we reinvented that plant into now a carpet recycling facility. So we're pretty excited about it.
All right. So what this facility does is it takes old used carpet, you bring it in, you sort it out, you put polyester in one pile, 6 in another, and 6/6 in another, and then you convert the usable materials that are in that used carpet and repelletize it and then send it off into the engineered plastics world. Is that right?
Well, that's correct. When the end product is requested to be pelletized, we can pelletize it, but we also have products that we believe we'll be selling that will simply be baled fiber as well. But the first step, of course, is to get the backing away from the fiber, and then we decide what the next step is based on the market demand.
Now, I'm told that this is a scalable operation, which means that while you're starting this in Ringgold, as you develop this, you're hoping to potentially put facilities like this in other places throughout the country, right?
Yes. You know, it will be probably determined on how fast the market grows for these fibers that are coming from post-consumer content. And that's the exciting part, though, that it is scalable, meaning that we will be able to put these. We have room for another one in the same facility where we put the first, but it will also be able to be located other places in the country, maybe where the carpet is available to us and or where the end product is being requested. So that remains to be seen as we move forward in the future, but it's definitely more scalable than other operations.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to dwell on this, but you know, a key point that we need to point out is that, as you said, in your short 4.5 year tenure at Shaw, there's been a major shift in the type of fiber used in the residential carpet market, and now more than half of the carpet produced that goes to the residential market has polyester fiber in it. And polyester, at this point, there's somewhat of a gap as far as where we can use that material post-use, right?
That is correct. As you know, Shaw is a member of CARE, and and as we work with CARE, we've really heard from the collectors that they are seeing what we are producing is coming up off the floor now. And so this shift has resulted in a large percentage in their warehouses being polyester, and they don't have a lot of homes for it.
Yeah.
And so that's what we really focused on. How can we help that? Now, granted, again, we'll need an end market for it, so that will depend on how much polyester we run in the beginning. But we will be running a mix of all three polymers, and we have now run all three. Mm-hmm. So the machine is up and running up there in Ringgold.
All right. Well, another piece of this news is that you are closing the first evergreen facility for Shaw, which was in Augusta, Georgia. A little history on that. Shaw acquired that as part of the Honeywell acquisition, and it was actually a depolymerization plant in Augusta, and you were able to take nylon 6 and take it apart into its raw components and then create more nylon 6 and put it back into carpet. It was a cradle-to-cradle system. And so that operation closes, correct?
That is correct. Uh-huh. We will be closing that as of September 1st.
And talk about what drove that decision.
Well, you know, even before I joined Shaw, I heard up at Herman Miller that it was probably the largest pilot plant ever produced. So it was kind of one of these new technologies trialed out, and it has served us very well to get us to where we're at today, to know what the collector network needs, to know what we need, what the end markets look at. And so it served us pretty well, but unfortunately, being the type of equipment it is, it got old. And I use the analogy of if I had a 1995 Toyota Avalon that had 250,000 miles on it, when it got creaky and the alternator went out, I finally had to make the decision to let the thing die. And I think that's what happened with Augusta, is that it got old and creaky and very expensive to fix the multiple breakdowns that we've had over the last few years. So those things all entered into the decision to shut it down. So we unfortunately are going to have to shut that big piece of equipment down.
Actually, too, if you look at the history, when it was first built and started up, long before Shaw came along, it ran for a couple of years, and then the people who originally built it shut it down, and it wasn't until after Shaw acquired Honeywell that it was started back up, correct?
Yeah, Shaw gave it a second life, and again, it has served us very well, but you bet, they had trouble with it when they first started up, and the equipment was designed in such a way that there were some pinch points, and those needed to be fixed on a regular basis.
Yeah. You know, I talked to John Stevens, who's the Vice President of Marketing for Shaw Contract, recently, and I asked him, I said, you know, this cradle-to-cradle story on the face, and you've got to remember now that with commercial carpet, face is much less than the backing, and you're still doing cradle-to-cradle with the backing, but I said, how do you maintain that story? And he said that you're looking today at potentially working with other people who can depolymerize, so that's still a viable option, isn't it?
Well, I think that's, again, one of our holistic approaches to sustainability, is that you never stop looking.
Right.
And that's what led to this new technology. When people came to us, we were open to listening and understanding that it was going to cost us a fair amount of money to even develop the technology. Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to continue. That journey is never ending, and we kind of enjoy that, actually, that we're not afraid to take on hard subjects and produce an end result that is favorable for not only us, but the entire industry.
You know, Shaw was the catalyst. You brought up Kara a minute ago. Shaw was the catalyst for starting this whole reclamation and recycling network. You were actually recycling 100 million pounds a year. And this new Ringgold Evergreen facility, do you have any idea what its throughput is?
Well, we actually know that, you know, initially during the startup phases and then the next year it might dip slightly, but we're going to work with the collector network to minimize the impact. And we hope to maintain through our total process, so that includes the alliteration of our carpet tile and the new device up in Ringgold, plus a couple of waste-to-energy facilities that we have, we hope to keep that number around 100 million pounds.
All right, great. Paul, it's great to visit with you again. Been talking to Paul Murray, the Vice President of Sustainability with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.